The block, unless I've been it's on it. Neighbors say we wildin', told them we just some black business owners. Only block I'm spinning what the Migos send. Beefin', don't buy ass his stuff in backwoods like it's pita bread. Niggas try and play like I ain't the hardest rapper working. Tryna keep these apes fed, praying all the work land. Talking like I'm a runner, must not know the difference. Bitch, I be that premium lieutenant. I'ma stand on all 10 with all my demons. Bitches, demon time, Julio and honey packs. Mind your business, she just let me beat it like a punching bag. Better yet, I beat it like I'm Thriller with a whip. Keep it cold with all my lingo, cutty hoes think they slick. It's that round table business, locking ties throughout the city. Sewing up the game, it's been hard not to see us. Had these hoes calling me G and I ain't talking like arenas. Hardest hustling and stacking, say the future me like Terminator. Tied of wings and fries, bitch, I need that steak and lobster. I just stayed on top of my grind, I bet I hit just like the Oscars. It's the quarantine monster balling like Miami Popper. She must think I own a deli, try and slang me them little cold cuts. Shot it to a dawn, now I got a Dunkin' Donuts. Don't get bust down and rolled up in the bangum, nigga. Just wildin' these crackers, I try hang them, nigga. Old couch with a dirty sheet with the hustle hearts to the same, nigga. Old plug, had him fucked up, had my little brother on the pain killer.
Woke up on swim, feeling like Percy. Brand new bench, bitch, I'm back to working. Came a long way from the job serving, baby mama praying that the devil take. I could give a damn if a bitch hit me solos like a dime, like my OG taught me how to glitter the ticket, ain't glitter the tag like a nigga. Got a Felix for the kids, yeah. Bag to bag in the grass, yeah. Maxim on the ass, yeah. Look like I'm up one off a lick. How was you supposed to get off a package? Calling up Tyler Perry, how you acting? I was in the city with all the smokes. You was on the titty looking for handouts. Bitch, your boss talking, put your hand out.
Buzz it down and roll it, yeah. Buzz it down and roll it,
gon' roll it.
Buzz it down and roll it, yeah. Buzz it down and roll it,
G, baby.
Buzz it down and roll it, yeah. Buzz it down and roll it,
you know.
Buzz it down and roll it,
you know.
Buzz it down and roll it.
This shit here.
Peace to the gods and the earths. You're now plugged into the illest hip-hop culture podcast on the fucking West Coast. Gem Work Live. I'm your host, Tech the Super Latin, a.k.a. Brother Maz, a.k.a. Lumptuous Caramel. For all the beautiful ladies out there, it is Saturday. A.k.a. tell your mama I'm back in the motherfucking city. Today I'm going one-on-one with the independent recording artist, 450 Bungie. And I got plans to dig into this man's life and tell the independent artist's musical life story. Make sure you plug in every Saturday for the latest interviews. Don't forget to support your local artists. This podcast show right here is powered by Donkey Barnes TV. Let's get it. You know the motherfucking vibes. If you have not been to the website, DonkeyBongsTV.com is where you want to motherfucking be. And let me tell you why. This is the mecca of where everything happens for us. The radio show, live from the homepage. Usually our radio player is up here. We just got hit with a violation. That's what happens when you manage more than one podcast show. So it is what it is. We will be back up on the audio side for that radio shit. We are a Fleet DJ network. Any independent artist looking for extra promo, we are one of the biggest DJ coalitions in the fucking nation. So utilize this platform. We are a one-stop shop for all independent artists. If you keep scrolling down, you will find a banner that you can click to take us to the shop. Go get some Donkey Barn TV merch, some of that Gem Work merch. It's about to be on a subscription. So get it while the fuck you can. May 6th, the 9th consecutive Gem Work Radio private party, hosted by myself and MC Random. Resident DJ Earl Lee from the West Coast Fleet Radio holding us down. It's gonna be super motherfucking bang, as you can see. Stay all the way tapped in. News updates. Follow us with the Comptomania Gym Work Experience. We the only cast right now doing underground hip hop, underground wrestling. And you know, I heard somebody say make hip hop fun again. So that's what I'm out here doing. Anybody out here looking to have music videos played during this podcast show, that's where you want to do it. Right there. Gemwork.tlm@gmail.com. We need MP4s or MOV formats. Oh, I cannot play your shit. No YouTube links. None of that is acceptable here. I got my fucking brother with me. All the way from New York. 450 Bungie in the motherfucking house.
What's good? What's good? What's good? What's shaking?
Man, we're shaking with you. How you doing? You look good?
Man, I feel good, man.
That's good. That's real good. So, let's start it off, man. You one-on-one with Tech.
Yeah. Let's go.
So, we're going to get to know each other on a little bit more of a personal level.
Okay.
All right. So, let's, for starters, let's tell the people who exactly is 450 Bungie.
Man, 450 Bungie is a kid from Brooklyn. Grew up around, you know, from the hood, man. I don't really know too much how else I could explain it. I'm just a nigga from Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? With a great talent in music.
Facts. What was your childhood like, man? What was it like, you know, growing up in New York, where you're from and shit?
I mean, well, to me, it felt normal. It might be different for other people, but, you know, playing outside, tag, manhunt, basketball, football, you know, stuff like that. Running to the ice cream truck, shit like that.
No shit, man. If you had to personify your style as an artist to a childhood superhero, who do you feel would fit what it is that you do musically?
I would say the Incredible Hulk. Like, I had that in my mind for a minute, though, because before 450, my name was Bruce Bungie. The Bruce was for Bruce Banner. You know what I'm saying? So
I like it.
But yeah, the Hulk, man.
That's motherfucking fire.
Very mild-mannered until it's time to go to work. Then, you know what I'm saying? Then we go to work.
I feel it, man. I fucking feel it. When you was in high school, what was 450 Bungie bumping, man? What was your anthem? What was your shit that either got you hella turned up, like a motherfucker could get smacked, or like homegirl could get his shit clapped today?
Okay, well, my main shit was 50 Cent, man. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Come on, that was my shit too. What the fuck?
I played that shit.
What was your favorite song on the album?
Heat.
Okay, that's a banger.
In the Carter 2. That's pretty much all I listened to.
No shit.
Growing up, like, as far as that era in high school, that was it. 50 Cent, Lil Wayne.
That's lit. Would you say that was do they have influence on the music that you currently make right now?
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's fire. For sure. What are some of the traits that, you know, you like, that you like, yo, I'm gonna add that to my tool belt?
Well, the way 50 Cent formats his songs, like how he did it, how he came up with the mixtape shit, and he was just going off making different remixes to shit, is what I used to do. And then with Wayne, it's just, I just want to say the slickest shit ever. Like, I just want to say slick shit that go over people's head. You got to rewind it to catch it.
Wayne will do that to you.
Yeah.
He'll do that to you. That's the whole fact. So, how long you been doing music?
I mean, I feel as long as I can remember, honestly. But I would say I started going to the studio when I was like 17.
No shit.
Yeah. And then I was just, you know, doing bullshit here and there. But I started to pick it up when I met my brother G and with Grand Jury Records. And we started going in for real, doing shows and moving and shaking around the city. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up, man. What's your earliest memories with music? What made you even want to, you know, go this route in the first place?
I think back to the time when I was like, when I was in like daycare. And, I had to perform some song. I can't remember what it was exactly, but I just remember being on the stage and having to perform for people. And I think since then, I just had the bug since then.
That's fucking lit. You know, true story, my pops, he had me in the game since I was 2.5 years old. So it's like I got documentation of being on stage performing as an MC.
That's crazy.
At 2 years old. That shit is bananas. I'm 34.
That's fire.
This shit is crazy.
That's fire.
But that's dope, man. There's a lot of, you know, younger kids are finding hip hop earlier.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, more so than ever. And I think that's super, super fucking dope, man. Make some noise for the motherfucking culture. Pyong, 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 pyong. If I had triggers, my shit would be lit. You remember the point in your life when you started to take music seriously? And what was that? You know, what period in your life was that?
I would say 2015. What I was like, I'm going to just stop being nervous. And I'm going to just go ahead and go do it. You know what I'm saying? And then what really pushed me was meeting my brother G. He was like, nah, fuck that nigga, you nice, go, like, come on, let's go. So that kind of like broke me out of my shell and got me to really want to do it for real.
That's lit. How long have you known G?
Like 10 years.
No shit.
10 years.
For y'all who don't know, G Money Vision is the fucking man. He's the one who put this whole thing together. Shout out to the fucking plug, man.
My brother.
Out here working. You see it. Anybody looking at submit some music, that's that email. It's the last time I'm gonna tell y'all. The last time. So before we go into this music video, man, I wanna I wanna hit you with another question.
Okay. Shoot.
What has been your biggest obstacle as an independent artist, especially moving from, you know, East Coast and figuring out this West Coast market?
Biggest shit is stop being so trusting of everybody. Been giving to where I forget what I'm supposed to do, and I kind of like lean into what somebody else is doing. That's been my biggest thing.
Word.
Cause I heard Nipsey Hussle say, like, I've been through every emotion with this shit, and I'm the same way. Been through everything. It's nothing that I haven't been through trying to do music.
Whole facts. Whole motherfucking facts, man. One of my OGs told me to accept, never expect. And, you know, that always helped me with a lot of things. Because when you expect shit, you leave room for being let down and being disappointed.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But when you just accept the shit, it's always a blessing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, on the flip side of it, it's like, how do you judge somebody's 100%? Like, if that's all he could do.
Right.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Because that shit is not—it's not just a saying. That shit is an action. You gotta do that. You gotta do that. You gotta wake up every day and choose to be 100. Like, that shit is not a—it's not just something you can say.
That part.
It's not just a tattoo. That's something you gotta prove every day.
Every day. You heard it first, man. 450 Bungie in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, yeah.
New York stand up.
Yes, sir.
So I got this joint, man. This music video, Wushu.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, man. How did that happen? What kind of, you know, state of mind were you in when you was creating this?
You know what? Honestly, I got inspired from a cat called Pee Wee Longway. And
no shit.
He got a song called Judo. And I just wanted to make something that was like kinda like that vibe, but my version of it. Like I was just feeling good.
That's what's up.
Just feeling good, man. It's a good record, and it's a fun record.
That's lit, man. We're going to get into this shit. 450 Bungie.
Yeah.
Wushu. Donkey Barnes TV. Gemwork Live. West Coast Fleet Radio. City Buzz Network. We fucking out here. Let's get it, man.
450 Bungie in this bitch. To Jerry. Kicking this bitch like Wushu. Back off the stick, shoot. She said my dick like voodoo. Get you a lift, Uber. Flippin' it, feel like jujitsu. Break down the brick, move. Karate chopping like Kung Fu. Been playing tough in the bubble. I can't appraise you, baby. 450 got ways, it's crazy. Move get you slim like Shady. I get you thick, good gravy. Wait, let me relax. I'm in the pack, look.
I let it stack, get to them racks, bring it right back. Look, low key, might pop out like we're frozen. A hole in one never bogey. Tell me you love me, but show me. Give it too much like an oldie. Had to stop it, getting focused. Niggas tried it, now they owe me. I'm a vibe, I ain't boasting. T'Challa, Chevin Boseman, a king. Step in my ring and defeat it. Beat it, regal. Been my own table, got seated. Haters, heated. Could never stop what I'm dreaming. Later, see ya. We at the top, peak. Kicking this bitch like Wushu. Back on the stick, shoot, shoot. She's in my dick like voodoo. Give you a lift, Uber. Flippin' it, feel like you jitsu. Bring down the brick, move, move. Karate chopping like Kung Fu. Been playing tough in the bubble.
.450 Bungie in the motherfucking house. Man, let's talk about it.
All right, well, first let me get a shout out to my family in New York, We Two Films. That's who shot the vid. And that fucking beautiful ass red camera shit is amazing. But yeah, that's my family, man. That's my... Anytime I go work in New York, that's who I'm going to, We Two Films.
That's the fucking word. That's the word, man. That was dope. That was dope. Who was homie in there dancing with you?
That was G.
That was G?
Yeah.
That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Man, word. We always together. Man. That's my nigga, man.
Hey, when you wear every hat, you ain't never broke.
That's a fact.
Shout out to G Vision.
That's a fact.
G Money Vision out here fucking working, boy. So, man, who's been the biggest supporter of your career so far, man?
I mean, well, other than G, you know, family, friends and shit like that, but out of everybody, man, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? I gotta give it to my guy G. You know what I'm saying? He's part of the reason why I still do this shit and the reason why I still go hard with it. You know what I'm saying?
That's fire, man. That goes perfectly into the next question. What is it about this culture that motivates you to wake up every day and do this shit all over again?
I mean, because you're hustlers. You're like, you can't get away from that. You gotta... Slow feet don't eat. You know what I'm saying? You gotta go get it. There's nothing you can do. Like, you're either gonna sit and starve or you're gonna go get it. And you can eat.
What have you learned, you know, on your own for the independent artists who, you know, maybe looking at you like, yo, man, what did you do to help start putting you in better positions or, you know, start executing better?
I didn't quit.
It's
as simple as that.
Motherfuckers could be consistent.
I'm like,
but
like,
being consistent is not the same as being persistent.
Right.
You gotta go through some shit, man. You gotta be able to fight through some shit to go get that bag in this rap shit, bro.
Don't fucking quit.
90% of the time you quit when you at the motherfucking door. And as an independent artist, it always feels like you're not doing enough or things are moving too slow. But trust me, a lot of motherfuckers don't know that you are at home making these posts. We think that you're fucking at that show. We think you just did that podcast. We thinking, chop up that content, man. Utilize everything you got. Yeah. Utilize it. It's important. 450.
Yes, sir.
What do you feel your role is in this rap shit? You know, because not everybody is the same. You know, right. Some motherfuckers make club shit. Some motherfuckers make conscious shit. Some motherfuckers just make turn-up shit. Right. What is your role, and what do you feel like you're doing to make sure that you, you know, put your stake in the ground and let everybody know 450 Bungie's in the motherfucking building?
Simply put, I want to put the heart back into it. Like, I don't want no microwave music. I want you to be able to play my shit, whether now or it's fucking 30 years from now. You can always go back to my shit, and it's gonna give you a vibe. It's gonna bring you back to that time. You know what I'm saying? I wanna make timeless music.
That's the
perfect way to say it. Timeless music.
That's the key. What are you doing to make sure that you continue to stay timeless?
I'm not really with the fads, you know. I put my best foot forward, go with my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Cause
you stand on your square.
Yeah, that's it.
You stand on your square. You believe in what you're doing. That's
it. That's a better way to put
that's
it.
That's a fucking beautiful thing, man. I like
for
it.
Sure.
What is the creative process like for 450 Bungie, man? I know we asked you this, you know, 2 weeks ago or like a week ago on the radio show, but you know, I want to get more in depth with it, man. Are you more of a freestyle writer or freestyle off the top? When you go in, do you like to pen? Do you like to go in with a concept, or do you like to go in organically and then just build on the vibe?
I'm more of a writer. I'm a writer. I'll sit with a beat for a while, and then it's kind of a combination of everything you just said. But really, I like to sit along with the beat for a while. Whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm
word. As a writer, man, what helps you draw inspiration? I know, like, I just got off an interview earlier, and my man was talking about Shakespeare and how he likes to read, and he was like, bro, on some real shit, Shakespeare is like the first MC in the game. And I was like, oh, wait a second, hold on, you might be onto some shit.
Okay.
And you know, it made me go, that's a question that I want to ask people, especially if you write, because if you write, you got to read,
right?
So I'm just kind of curious, as a writer, you know, where are you drawing inspiration? What is it that helps you? You get into dictionaries or etymology or
I don't know. I used to read the thesaurus when I was younger.
Word.
So I kind of know a lot of words for a lot of different shit. But it's not like, I just like to put shit together. Like, I like to put words together. That's my best trait, and it's also kind of like a hindrance at the same time, because I'll give you a million syllables in the bar, and I gotta
right.
And I've been learning to, you know, dial it back a little bit and just put more of an emphasis on what I'm saying instead of giving you a riddle first.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's a big tip, man. That's a very big tip. That's gonna help somebody who either don't know how to start something
right.
or don't know how to finish something
yeah.
be able to execute.
Right.
That was beautiful. What's your life like, B? What is the day-to-day? You know, you wake up, take a shit, take a shower, you brush your teeth, you pen. How often do you write? You know, what's your day-to-day,
I
mean, like,
well,
man?
I write all day. I'm always in my head saying shit. Might take my phone out, write the notes down. Might do the voice notes so I remember the flow. But I do that shit all day. All day, every day, I do that.
Word. What are some tips that you feel like you can give to an artist who may be struggling?
Don't force it. I did with the
same
shit.
I like
this
motherfucker, bro.
I did with the same shit. Like you want to make something good so bad, and you trying to say the best shit, but if you just sit back and relax, that shit will come to you. If you really love doing this shit, that shit is gonna come to you.
Patience, man. Being patient is a key. Yeah, I mean, it's not talked about enough, but that's a whole fact. That is a whole motherfucking fact. I got some music, and I'm excited. Because this joint we about to get into right here is called Hand on My Gun.
Yes, sir. One of my favorite videos.
Why?
Just the backstory behind it. How,
fill me in.
How many times me and G argued that day. how shit, some of the clothes didn't fit the right way. Me forgetting things. Like, it was a crazy day, but when I look at that video, it made me smile because it just reminded me how good things come together when you go hard.
Man, that's a fact. That's a whole
hell
fact.
Yeah, man.
Let's get into this, man. Who produced this joint?
This is another one I got off of YouTube, I think. I got it off of YouTube. And I just, you know, just shot the video.
It made you feel some type of way.
Yeah, I couldn't let it go nowhere.
Everybody got those in the fucking, you know, in the folders. In the hidden folders. Everybody got some of those. We know what that's like. Hand on My Gun, 450 Bungie. This is how we're going to do it, man. Gemwork Live, you fucking with the best. Donkey Barnes TV. Come on, man. Let's get to it.
Button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Our fathers. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Be not thou afraid when one is made rich. When the glory of his house is increased. For when he dieth, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Church.
I'm on your neck, shit feel like a neck. Niggas is too fresh. Hey, yo. Hey. Are you
than a god for the life that you want. My hand on the pipe while I'm lighting the blunt. This liquor I'm sipping got me feeling numb. My head out the window, my hand on my gun. Are you down to die for the life that you want? My hand on the pipe while I'm lighting the blunt. This liquor I'm sipping got me feeling numb. My head out the window, my hand on my gun. This liquor I'm sipping got me getting dazed. I've been up for weeks, I ain't sleep good in days. I be up for hours, then I start to fade. Something hit me out and then I'm wide awake. Fuck what you saying, I never been playing. Nigga, hold on, wait, hold on, wait. And bang it, get still cooking, get your plate. If not, you can stay. Fuck out my face. That been my motto since niggas changed. Just pass me the bottle, I sip it straight. Ain't had too much guidance, I led the way. How the fuck could I follow when I'm the way? I'm terrorist like Osama inside the shade. I plotted the murder. You can't even call the cops for the murder. When I beat up on a box, it's a murder. Meet the case in case I gotta defer. From Petty P to trying to fuck up a fur. Speed demon, all the shit is a blur. This little Uzi got a vert. Vince Carter out the dirt. Yeah, you should be nervous. It's the bottom of my Birkin. If I'm sliding, I'm earthing. Got a body, body's in person. Are you down to die for the life that you want? My hand on the pipe when I'm lighting the blunt. This liquor I'm sipping got me feeling numb. My head out the window, my hand on my gun. Are you down to die for the life that you want? My hand on the pipe when I'm lighting the blunt. This liquor I'm sipping got me feeling numb. My head out the window, my hand on my gun.
Whole 50 Bungie in the motherfucking building. I love it. Man, that shit was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. I fuck with that.
It was fun making that shit.
Who shot that?
My guy Dizzy. My guy Dizzy, man. Albany, New York.
Man, that was lit. That was hella fucking lit. So outside of the music, man. What are the interests you got, man? Where else do you make money outside of music? You got your own company, fashion brands.
Man, we got a bunch of different companies, man.
Yeah, run all of that. That's what this platform is here for, and I want you to know this too. That's what this is about, because a lot of artists, especially independent artists, really got the game fucked up. They think all of this money is coming from rap shit.
Right.
They thinking everything is off a show, everything is from a sale, everything is from a stream. You know what I mean? And that ain't always necessarily true. For me, you know, we got this whole network. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is how I make my money. It's not even the rap shit that's bringing my bags in. Mm-hmm. It's all the other shit that I'm doing in the game, right? So I really want you to take the time to highlight what it is that y'all are doing. Because this shit is serious, man.
Well, we own a tattoo company called Out the Mud Inc.
Lit.
We had to close down one location, but we trying to upscale it, so you know that's why we had to close it down. You know, we've been working on that for a while, like literally since we got to Phoenix. That was like one of the businesses we wanted to tap into.
Fire.
And then
it's a good business.
We also got another company, Doghouse Studios, production company. You know, studio work and shit like that. From clothing brands, Coup de Gras, All Shucks. What's another one, bro? You know, we just got a bunch of different shit going on. You feel me?
That's fire. That's fire. I'm gonna throw you some curveballs. We're gonna get outside of the music.
Where?
Who's your favorite sports team? I want to go football, basketball, baseball. We got to cover those. Do you watch anything else and follow anything else like boxing, UFC, golf, tennis, bowling, ping pong?
Well, as far as like you know, the main
lacrosse.
Sport, anything that got New York. But my favorite team is the Nets, Brooklyn Nets, man.
Okay. How you feel about the Durant shit?
I hated it.
How you feel about him getting fucked up? He said, I love it. I seen the look on his face.
I don't want to wish bad on nobody and none of shit like that. But I just wish that I wish it could have worked out with him and Kyrie.
Facts. Man,
but team been playing pretty good without him, so
right,
can't be too mad.
I'm rocking with Kyrie, man. That's my guy. Shout that out. What is he talking about?
Oh. I mean, well up. I gotta shout out the Suns.
The Suns?
I got to.
Cause you and AZ.
I got to.
You know,
it created a.
He gonna fuck around, go inside and catch a heat check, G.
It created a vibe. Nah, it created a vibe though. We you asked me my favorite team. My favorite team is the Nets. But since we've been out here, I'm saying I feel like I'm good luck since I've been in Arizona. The Suns been doing great.
That's how I felt when I moved out here. I was like, ooh, the Diamondbacks are out here killing it. they was doing their thing, and welcome. I was like, you know, shit, we here now.
Good luck, y'all.
Yeah, you know what the fuck it is, man. You watch any other sports?
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, you fuck with the UFC shit?
Yeah, a little bit.
You look like you kind of would fuck with the fighting shit. Who you fucking with?
I like Israel. I like Izzy, man.
Man, Izzy, come on, how you not?
Izzy's a dog, man. And John Jones, man. I mean, how could you not like them too?
Come on, how could you not? Very similar, unorthodox styles.
Yeah.
Very fucking unique. I love it. I love it. How'd you feel about the Gervonta Davis and Ryan Garcia shit?
It was how I expected it to
be. That's what I thought. I actually thought, you know, Ryan was going to go down to like round five, to be honest with you. Especially after that round two sit down.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was like, you caught, that's it. He tested the chin and you took a seat.
Yeah.
You took a seat. That's a wrap. It's not looking good for you, son.
Yeah, but overall, it was a pretty good fight. It went exactly the way I thought it was going to go.
Facts. Everybody keep thinking that Gervonta some little pushover. And I'm like, yo, y'all tripping. He's slick. Yeah. He's slick. I fuck with him, man. I fuck with him.
Yeah. I like how he be baiting people in. Like, he'll let you punch on him for a while.
Yeah.
Just to get your rhythm. Yeah.
Bait you in.
And then
come back up. And brow.
Yeah.
All right. Another curveball question outside of the music.
Okay.
You can attach some music or personal for this one.
Okay.
Top five on the 450 bungee bucket list. What is it that you want to accomplish or do before your time is, you know, done on this earth?
Shit.
It could be musical and personal.
Well, musical, I want to win a fucking Grammy. I just want to go on stage and say Brooklyn, we did it. But
that's one.
I want to fucking buy a property in Barbados.
That's two.
I ain't been over.
He want to fuck Rihanna on that fucking property in Barbados. Bing bong. go ahead.
I ain't been to Tokyo. I feel like I have fun in Tokyo. That's another one.
Tokyo is lit.
And
shout out to all my people in Japan, man. Shout out to DJ Utaka. My fucking folks.
Shit, I just want to do music with.
What about personal? Two personal things.
Something personal. I mean, these are all personal things. Like,
you know, outside of the music.
I mean, music is everything, though.
Right. So you can't do that.
Can't really get out of it.
I like what you just did for the platform.
It's all everything.
I can take that.
But
shoot me a let's do this. If you could only pick one feature in the game from an artist and one producer to get a beat from before your career is finished.
Okay.
To tie off your last two, what would that be?
Well, I want to be from Dre.
Ugh.
I want to be from Dr. Dre. And a feature. I don't know. Maybe like Eminem. I feel like that would be nuts.
You know what? I like how you think, man. Because the kind of music you do, I wouldn't expect you to say Eminem. But when you said it out loud, that shit would be stupid. Yeah, that would be interesting as fuck.
Yeah.
You know, interesting
as fuck. That's the point, is to make something different.
Man, you're an instrument.
Yeah.
You're a fucking instrument. I like how you fucking playing it, man. That's dope. What's your favorite Dre beat?
Oh, shit. What's the, I just know when it come on type shit. What's the shit that Scott Storch helped him do?
Was that the G-Unit joint? Or a game? Did he do something for the game? And that was
Scott Storch
put his hand on everything, so it's not really fair.
I don't know the name of it per se,
but I'm not mad. I see where you already going, and yeah. I like that shit, man. We're gonna jump into another music video.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'm gonna hit you with like another 4 or 5 questions. We're gonna plug your social media.
Yeah.
We're gonna play another music video, and then we're gonna set up for your live performance.
Okay.
And we're gonna have a little bit of fun with the shit. So the video I got next queued up is Hakeem.
Yeah.
So explain to me how that came about, and you know what was that about?
Well, the inspiration for it was Hakeem Olajuwon, but it was just how he, you know, how he spins off people in the post. It was just, I kind of switched it to spinning off bullshit.
Okay.
So I named it Hakeem. You know what I'm saying? And then we shot it in Albany, New York. My guy Dizzy again. And
okay.
this one is another fun one that we had making it. recording it and all that too.
That's what's up, man. We're gonna watch this and then we come back and talk about it. Hakeem, 450 Bungie, Jamorc Live. Let's get it.
Hey, that probably take him.
30 seconds!
All units respond. 10-6 battle problem. All units respond.
15 seconds! Move! Let's go!
Go, 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 go.
All units
respond.
Fucking
grab that
bitch, let's go, go.
Grab that bitch, grab that bitch. I shit off a hater like I came, fuck you mean. Started with a dollar in the dream for the green. I fuck up the scene, you see me gleam, red beam. Headshot, I get the drop, it's RP. I shake off a hater like I came, fuck you mean. Started with a dollar and a dream for the cream. I fuck up the scene, you see me gleam, red beam. Headshot, I get the drop, it's RP. Beast. More than focused only on my team. Niggas say I'm introverted till I vert all in the scene. Fuck we talking about if it ain't about progression while we speaking. Wonder what it's like to spend a couple racks on anything. I'm from the bottom, I've been shopping, I stole out of Western V. I got common sense, but see sense ain't common. That's my reason, ain't too many fights. But I'ma pop, you play with me. And if you threatening my life, ain't nothing like what I'ma be. Nah. Any season, tryna pull up where it's spring. With the summer glow, drip fall off the bone. And when I'm freezing on my neck, and of course my teeth, looking like a reverend, I'm so blessed. Still might get you stretched, yoga Pilates. Please don't make me pull out these. Be with a band of thieves. Still your life, still your wife, still. Nigga thought I'd be your best in time. Time to real. I just wanna see up. I already been down, not liking what I'm seeing.
Oh shit.
I just hit a lick about time.
Oh shit, ayy.
Rolling on my wrist so I'm shine.
Oh shit,
I ain't worried if this bitch tell her time.
Oh shit,
I'm just drippy, drippy, drippin'.
Oh shit,
ayy. I just hit a lick about time.
Oh shit, ayy.
Rolling on my wrist so I'm shine.
Oh shit,
I ain't worried if this bitch tell her time.
Ay.
I'm just drippy, drippy, drippin'. I shake off a hater like I came, fuck you mean. Started with a dollar in the dream for the green. I fuck up the scene, you see me gleam, red beam. Headshot, I get the drop, it's RP. I shake off a hater like I came, fuck you mean. Started with a dollar in the dream for the green. I fuck up the scene, you see me gleam, red beam. Headshot, I get the drop, it's RP. I just hit a lip. I just hit a lick, ay. I just hit a lick, oh shit. I just hit a lick, oh shit. I just hit a lick, oh shit. I just hit a lick, ay. I just hit a lick, oh.
Yo.
Yeah, man.
Yo. That was dope. That was a vibe.
Appreciate it.
That was a whole vibe. Not like a little bit of a vibe. That was a whole motherfucking vibe.
That's what I'm here to do,
I
man.
I shake off a hater like I can't. That man.
Yeah,
man. How much fun did you have with that? Because it looked fun as hell. Y'all had the whole fucking heist shit running.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, yeah, it was inspired by Money Heist, man. Money Heist was going crazy then. But
Come on, man.
That shit was fun.
That looked fun.
It really was, man.
That looked fun, man.
And a little side note, we almost got trouble with the cops because we doing the fake bank robbery coming out the chase. And right after we finished shooting that part, then they pull up behind us trying to question. We like, yo, we all right? We done now.
Right.
But yeah, that shit was fun, man.
Nah, that's fucking dope, man. That's hella dope. So, 450 Bundy, man,
yeah,
what have you been bumping lately, man? What would you say is like top five on the 450 Bungie playlist, man?
Okay, besides myself, right?
Besides yourself, of course.
I've been listening to a lot of Mo 3 still.
Ooh,
Mo
3,
okay. Mo, like, I don't know what it is. I just like that. What do you be talking about? Rest in peace to Mo 3. Shit, what else I listen to, man? A lot of Nipsey Hussle still.
Yeah, I be on my Nip.
I play that Victory Lap at least once a week, at least.
I feel it.
Top five. I kind of listen to old school music too. Like,
yeah, shout that out.
When I say old school, I mean like the Isley Brothers. I still listen to shit like that.
Yeah.
Just because, you know what I'm saying? And
you got
as far as anything new, shit, I don't know. I don't really listen to too many new things. Everything kind of like flash in the pan type shit. So
right.
But if anything grabs me, then I listen to it a bunch of times. But
see, kind of the same way, man. I'm very I pick music for certain playlists, right? So like, I got like, if I gotta drive like 4 to 6 hours, I got a playlist for that. If I'm just doing errands, I got playlists for that. Right. If I'm doing a fucking going back overseas, I got a 15, 16 hour flight.
Yeah.
I got a whole different playlist for that shit.
Right.
So yeah. I feel it, man. I'm very much the same.
It,
yeah, I'm the same motherfucking way, man. So check it out. What's the best piece of advice you've gotten in your career from an OG thus far?
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it.
Who told you that?
G.
Come on. Respect the OGs, man.
It ain't what you do, it's how you do it.
That part.
And that go with anything in life.
Mm-hmm.
Anything, period.
It ain't the clothes, it's the man.
Yes, sir.
Don't you ever get it twisted. That's a real thing, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you a piece of advice.
Okay.
Never strap up twice. Only once.
Okay.
That's all I got for you. Your OG out here giving you good game, man.
No, but I knew that. I know that, though. Yeah, yo. The friction, man. The friction's no good.
Fuck around, lose a condom in a bitch. I'm clowning. Nah, man. I would say no matter what you do, keep your feet moving. Especially as an independent artist. If you keep your feet moving, you can never get stuck.
Right.
And one of the biggest issues for independent artists is when they feel like they don't know what to do next,
mm-hmm.
everything comes to a halt.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes like, now you got to rebuild momentum again.
Yeah.
So find ways to keep your feet moving at all times. And remember, man, there's levels to this shit. And if you want to climb these levels quickly, one of the best ways to help you start cutting out some of the bullshit is to conduct business at the level that you believe you're worth.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So stand on your square, man, and represent yourself. Your integrity is everything as an artist. How you move is going to be seen by everybody around you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's all I got as far as, you know, any advice, if you even give a shit about what I got to say, sir.
No, definitely do. Love picking up advice.
Yo, if you could go back in time and tell yourself one thing, what would you go back and tell yourself? And how old is your younger self that you are talking to?
I would say 15, 16-year-old me. Save your money and don't fall in love.
Bro, saving your money. Come on, man. See, this is why I like dealing with the older motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I say a little older because we a little older.
Yeah.
But that shit right there is huge. Because that's the same shit my mama been telling me, my grandma been telling me. That you know what I mean? I know what I've heard. I'm sure everybody's elder has been in their ear constantly telling them to save money.
Yeah.
Save money. Save money. Yeah. So for you to use your two ears and then spit that back out, sir, is beautiful.
Yeah.
That's why we got two ears, people. You know what
sure.
I mean? To listen first. If you had to leave the people with a quote that you feel you live your life by or you feel has helped your career in music, what would that quote be and who said that quote?
A quote that I could say. I don't really know. Oh, but I mean, but I said that already, but that's still true though. The hardest thing in the world is to be 100. That's something that I literally live by every day. You know what I'm saying? The hardest thing in the world is to be 100. Like I said earlier, you got to choose every day, wake up to be 100, to be solid, to be loyal. Shit is not just a tattoo. And
that's beautiful.
G said. That's where that quote come from.
That's a beautiful fucking thing. G, man. We're gonna stop the show. And you know, I gotta touch you, sir. Pause. Pause. Sometimes, you know, I'm not used to this pause shit. So sometimes there might be some shit that I should have paused, and I don't understand how the fuck the shit work. I'm clouded, man. We at the end of the motherfucking show.
It evolves every day, man.
You know.
It evolves.
You know the vibes. Let the people know where they could find you, what upcoming projects you got that they can expect, and where they could pop up and find you at next, man. Where you performing next?
Okay, well, I'm 450 Bungie everywhere. Grand Jury Records everywhere. Well, that's Grand Jury with two N's, GRANNJURY. And May 20th, we performing at the Hip Hop Festival in it's in Tempe, right? It's in
Bing Bong.
Yeah.
Bring your ass out.
Shout out to DJ John Blaze, man. Yeah.
Fire, man.
Yeah, you're gonna be out there. Might have some shit lined up in June, but if you're keeping up with me, we'll let you know.
And you definitely want to keep up.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Because if you ain't paying attention, then you died. Yo, you guys fuck with comedy? You guys like comedy?
Yeah.
Y'all fuck with TK Kirkland?
Yeah.
You know who TK is? Yes, my guy. He said, we don't want a bitch who's going to... He said, we don't want a bitch to obey. We just want a bitch who's going to listen. If I say Doug, I don't want you to ask why. Because now we in the ER, you got shot.
Right.
Oh, man. I was on my shit. You know, it's been a long 24 hours. We had the radio show last night. Shit was crazy. So we're going to set you up for this live in-studio performance, man. Okay. And the last music video we got queued up is called Wasted.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that, man. Introduce that video.
Man, this one was shot half and half in Brooklyn and in upstate New York. I got wasted during the show.
Word.
We never gonna release that footage of how fucked up I was. But that was another fun night, man. I'm just trying to make these fun records, these dope vibes, man, and hopefully these shit stick. People start fucking with them like they're supposed to.
Man, it's for sure sticking because that's too much heat in here, man. It's too much heat in here. Not mad at it at all. Let's get into this, man. 450 Bungie Wasted. We're going to set up this live in-studio performance, close it out with a fucking music video to send y'all off on your beautiful Saturdays. And that's about it, man. We're going to see y'all next week. You know the fucking vibes. Let's get to it. Wasted, 450 Bungie, Gemwork Live.
Yeah. Brow.
Forfeit. Take a look to the face. GTA, nigga, I'ma get waste. Watch how I kill it, I'm killing it. When we ain't second place. My nigga's silent. Niggas don't bend me, don't fool me, don't break. I had to face it. I can't pretend to be good when I'm great. Take a look to the face. GTA, nigga, I'ma get waste. Watch how I kill it, I'm killing it. When we ain't second place. My nigga's silent. Niggas don't bend me, don't fool me, don't break. I had to face it. I can't pretend to be good when I'm great. Movie, 450 poppin', I'm mad at me great. Uzi, watch out for figures, we pop at your face. Booty, mommy gon' pop it, gon' drop it, gon' shake. Who he? I'm just a nigga with a lot of ways. Love, I won't be that nigga smiling in your face. Take a trip, party with your babe. M.I.A., but not in my A. I got no patience, not for no fake shit, I can't take it. All of that fake love shit, save it, rather you hate me. Demon, still in my pics, I'm cheesy. Hey, insane, you wouldn't believe what go on in my brain. Scheming, plotting on bigger shit, trying to get cake. Fiending, I got an itch for them blue honey face. Take a look to the face, GTA, nigga, I'ma get waste. Watch how I kill it, I'm killing it, when we ain't second place. My nigga's silent, niggas don't bend me, don't fool me, don't break. I had to face it, I can't pretend to be good when I'm great. Take a look to the face, GTA, nigga, I'ma get wasted. Watch how I kill it, I'm killing it, when we ain't second place. My nigga's silent, niggas don't bend me, don't fool me, don't break. I had to face it, I can't pretend to be good when I'm great.
It's a movie, every time we linked up. I've been drinking, this my fifth cup. my fifth cup.
I be flexing, still don't get touched.
Nah, nah, nah.
Bitch ate the dick, now she got hiccups.
Now she got hiccups.
If you slacking, get your shit together. Yeah. Stay fly, I'm in any weather. Not a rat, but I stay with cheddar. This a movie, we the bestseller. Yeah. Fuck a thotty on the countertop. Mm. Me and Bungie got the shit on lock. If you really scared, bitch, call the cops. Heard you got bronze, but we got the mops. Let the wrong nigga see them M's. Now you wanna stand pointing at your friends. Yeah. Grand jury, we was born to win. You'll never see a squad like this again. Nah. Get drunk, I ain't mad at you. Do whatever, do say tell you to. Yeah. If she fucking, she gon' slay the crew. How she do it so remarkable. Wasted. Look at our faces.
Yeah.
I send you to heaven, now that shit in places. You not in my lane, that's two different races.
Two different races.
When I finish this battle, it's back to the basics. Got me feeling like Jason.
Take a look to the face, GTA, nigga, I'ma get waste. Watch how I kill it, I'm killing it. Winner, we ain't second place. My nigga solid, niggas don't bend me, don't fuck, we don't break. I had to face it, I can't pretend to be good when I'm great. Take a look to the face, GTA, nigga, I'ma get waste. Watch how I kill it, I'm killing it. Winner, we ain't second place. My niggas solid, niggas don't bend me, don't fold, we don't break. I had to face it, I can't pretend to be good when I'm great.
Fo50 Bungie in the motherfucking house. How's that mic, man?
Yo, are we good to go?
Word. So this is what we're going to do, man. I'm going to get you queued up right now.
Yes, sir.
And then we're going to go ham.
Okay.
I'm going to make sure these levels is nice. Are you ready, good sir?
Yes, sir.
Talk your shit then.
I got so much on my card, I be spending like bras on the pole when I'm wasted. I be feeling the thugs, I'm moving the spaceship. I have to sip out the bottle because every shot I pour evaporates. Fuck with me, you can't explain. Don't know why I feel like an alien. I got so much on my card, I be spending like bras on the pole when I'm wasted. I be doing the thugs, I'm moving the spaceship. I gotta sip out the bottle because every shot I pour evaporates. Fuck with me, you can't explain. Don't know, I feel like an alien. I am so out of this world, I don't think it's a star that's as fly as me, nigga. I came up out of the mud, I was fed up with crumbs, I needed steak dinner. Winners gon' win, bitch, I'm winning. All this cold is the winter. Look, ice on me sparkle like glitter. In the photos, I'm squinting. Look, I need a new pair of shades. I know that niggas throw shade. Laying it when I get laid. Drinking Douce lemonade, as long as I'm paid, we never hate. When I was broke, I was the same. I just been showing niggas all the game. Now I'ma use it to light up my flame. Bunch, I be spinning like bras on the pole when I'm wasted. I'm moving the spaceship. I gotta sip out the bottle because every shot I pull evaporates. Fuck with me, you can't explain. Don't know, I feel like an alien. When I'm wasted. I'm moving the spaceship. Sip out the bottle because every shot I pull evaporates. Fuck with me, you can't explain. Don't know, I feel like an alien.
Fo50 Bungie in the motherfucking building. Gem Work Live, you know what the fuck it is. Talk your shit, man. Give it to him.
Listen, man. One of the hottest niggas in New York City. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to say, man. Listen to a nigga. We going hard. It's 450 Bungie Grand Jury Records. We performing May 20th, man. Let's get it, man.
You heard it first. Donkey Bars TV. Gem Work Live. My name is Tech the Soap Latin. That's my motherfucking man.
Yeah. 450 Bungie.
We getting out of here. Y'all been good. Y'all been great. I love y'all. Brow. We out.
Who got locked up for somebody that ain't out yet?
Money never buy respect, yeah. That just be the truth. I've been running.
running up a check, yeah, yeah. Give me space to move. Yellow mama got a shake, yeah, yeah. And a bag too. And sometimes she stands still, but the booty still move. You my dog, so pick up the phone when I call, yeah. Bumping UGK, everybody wanna ball, yeah. And I'm cold, cold, but I ain't the one that's law, yeah. Left your message on red, but I never saw one. I woke up petty, but I'm ready, waking bait, lip color, grape jelly. Could've been a convict, but I chose confetti. Some people show their colors and be soft as Lil Debbie. I need business, property, independence. Yeah, 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 they got me rapping different. Diabetes in my family strain, but I'm a walking business, ain't no way around me getting cake. Oh, I think they like what I like. What I like, I was supposed to pull up on you. Psych, this some shit you catch a fade. Fight, this some shit that I was on other night. Money never buy respect, yeah, yeah. That just be the truth. I've